Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. The Lord is gracious. Praise Him. Thank you. God bless you. The entrance to the world brings light. Heavenly Father, I soak myself with the precious blood of Jesus. I ask that you speak through me as a vessel of honor to your children, both here and all over who will hear us online in the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that be a fresh anointing come down. Those who have not been saved, they be saved. Those who are not be filled with the Spirit, they be filled with the Spirit. Those that need healing will be healed. Those that need deliverance will receive deliverance. The joy of salvation will be every one of our portion in the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Since today I've decided to speak on the topic meditation and the word. We talk so much about the word of God as Christians, talk about the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. How much really do we know about the authenticity of the Bible? The Bible is such a book that is unique and is different from every other book. It's not a Western textbook. It's not a religious textbook. The Bible is God's word to His children. Amen. Some people say the Bible is mysterious.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
La gloria.
Thank you. So, today we are going to talk about the Word of God. That all of us Christians, we have the Scriptures.
Hallelujah.
We are going to talk about the Word of God, the
Scriptures. Hoy vamos a hablar acerca de la Palabra de Dios.
And how to meditate upon it.
Y cómo meditar en la Palabra de Dios.
So, the title is Meditation and the Word of God.
So, el título es Meditando en la Palabra de Dios.
The introduction, let's read the Psalm 12, verse 6.
Como introducción, vamos a leer en el libro de Salmos, capítulo
6. This is 6. What it says.
Eso es lo que dice.
The ways of the Lord are pure ways. As silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let me sing a song, a little song about it. The words of the Lord are pure words, pure words, pure words. The words of the Lord are pure words. The words of the Lord are pure. As silver tried in the furnace of the earth, purify. 7 times in the furnace of the earth, the words of the Lord are pure. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The word of God is called the Bible.
La palabra de Dios se llama la Biblia.
It is also called scriptures.
También se llama las escrituras.
And it provides guidance.
Proveré
on how to live.
Proveré ayuda para cómo.
It provides spiritual nourishment.
Proveré ayuda espiritual.
And empowers believers.
Para dar poder a los creyentes.
To live a life.
Para vivir una vida.
That is pleasing to God.
Que dé placer a Dios.
The Word of God testifies concerning Christ.
La Biblia testifica acerca de Dios.
In John chapter 5, verse 39.
En el libro de Juan, capítulo 5, versículo 39.
Search the scriptures.
Buscan las escrituras.
For in them ye think.
Porque en cualquiera cosa.
He have eternal life.
Porque él tiene la vida eterna.
And they are they which testify of me.
Son los que dan testimonio de mí.
So it's interesting to know that this Bible, this scripture we're talking about, is talking about Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. It's all about Jesus Christ.
So es importante saber que la Biblia desde Revelaciones hasta el último libro de la Biblia habla acerca de Cristo.
Thanks be to God that we know the Lord Jesus Christ.
La gloria sea para Cristo.
I listened to a testimony recently of a man of God.
Escuchaba un testimonio de un hombre de Dios.
He testified about the power in the name of Jesus.
Que testificaba acerca del poder en el nombre de Cristo.
He said he was innocent as a young person growing up in Christ, and he saw some magazines talking about the proof, how to prove that God lives scientifically. So he was interested. He read he took the magazine and read.
So hablaba acerca de cómo creer de Cristo.
He read it and he was so interested, excited. Kind of thing. Yes, I'm interested. And again, he went to the person who has the other magazine. I said, please, can I read that one too? Can I read that one too? Can I read that one? I said, yes, keep on reading, keep on reading. I kept on reading. I demanded for more. Oh, I'll give you.
Yeah. Hey.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But beneath this was poison.
Pero muchas de esas cosas eran veneno.
It led him to enlist into a cult.
Muchas de esas cosas que leía eran veneno, le dejaban entrar en cerca de. Oh.
And for him to get delivered, it was a big problem, but God did it.
Pero para ser liberado era un gran problema, pero Dios lo hizo.
In that court, they said, there's one rule before any other thing. You don't ever mention that man's name.
En ese grupo que él estaba, tenían un requisito que nunca mencionabas el nombre de Cristo. No.
What's that man? Who is that man you're talking about?
¿Quién es ese nombre que?
No. At best, you call him the righteous man.
El nombre que llamamos es el nombre del justo.
But who is that man? At least tell me so that I will not mistakenly mention his name like you are trying to tell. Call it the righteous man.
So, el hombre justo.
So when they got into a meeting someday,
so cuando fueron en una reunión, un día,
he was again disturbed. Say, people say, I should have mentioned that man's name. That man's name. That man's. Is it Jesus?
Hallelujah.
He mentioned it and they were everywhere scattered in that meeting.
So, cuando pronunció el nombre de Cristo, toda la gente que estaba en esa reunión se destruyó.
They were all disorganized.
Todos se desorganizó.
He said, we told you.
Te dijimos.
Or you never told me, actually.
Pero nunca me dijiste.
So, Satan hates that name Jesus, but we love that name Jesus. Aren't you happy? Clap for Jesus if you love Jesus. That name is so special.
El nombre de Cristo es especial.
It brings salvation, healing, and deliverance.
Trae salvación, liberación.
Satan's job is destroyed when you mention that name.
So el trabajo del diablo es destruido cuando mencionas ese nombre.
So we cannot talk about the scripture without talking about Jesus, because everything from Old Testament to New Testament is about Jesus.
So no podemos hablar del evangelio sin hablar de Cristo, porque desde el nuevo evangelio hasta el segundo evangelio habla de Cristo.
Praise God.
Gloria sea para Cristo.
Yes. The Bible is the spiritual food for children of God.
La palabra de Dios es instruida para los hijos de Dios.
It makes us know the will and mind of God.
Nos deja saber la voluntad en la mente de Dios.
It's also called the believer's bread of life.
Y también es llamada el pan de los creyentes.
Matthew 4, verse 4.
A Mateo capítulo 4, versículo 4.
The word of God brings about regeneration through the power of the Holy Spirit.
La palabra de Dios trae regeneración para la vida de los creyentes.
The word of God helps us create positive changes in our lives when we speak it in accordance with God's will.
La palabra de Dios trae cambios positivos cuando la hablamos en nuestras vidas.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Still more about the word of God. Some people think, oh, this Bible is a Western book. It's about white man's religions, this and that. Some people talk things like that.
Alguna gente dicen que la palabra de Dios viene de la parte de los europeos, pero no.
The word of God is uttered by God himself.
La palabra de Dios es escrita para, viene de Dios el mismo.
But he used men of God.
Pero usa a los hombres de Dios.
That's why in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 21, let's read that.
Por eso en segunda de Pedro.
The Bible tells us, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Then in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
En segunda de Timoteo capítulo 1.
The Bible says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Toda la escritura es dada para la inspiración de Dios.
And is profitable for doctrine.
Y es profitable para la doctrina.
For reproof.
Para reproof.
For correction.
Para corregir.
For instruction in righteousness.
Para instrucciones para
So the word of God is divinely inspired and written by God, but he used human vessels. It was written over a period of 1,600 years. This Bible.
So la Biblia.
Written over a period of 1,600 years.
So se escribió en un periodo de 1,600 años.
It was not written in just one location, one place. And one day or one week or one year. No.
So no se escribió en el periodo de un día o unos días. Cogió tiempo.
And God used 40 different authors who never knew themselves, who never had a conference, and they wrote independently. And over time, these were compiled and put together as scripture.
Dios utilizó más de 40 diferentes gente para escribir las escrituras. So no cogió un pequeño periodo de tiempo.
And all of them agree there is unity in the word of God.
So hay unidad en la palabra de Dios.
The authors, they were from three different languages.
So los autores fueron de tres diferentes lenguas.
Some were Greek.
Algunos fueron griegos.
Some Aramaic.
Algunos fueron arameos.
And some Hebrew.
Y otros hebreos.
Old Testament was written first in Hebrew.
El Antiguo Testamento se escribió en hebreo.
New Testament was first written in Greek language. Greek.
El Antiguo Testamento se escribió en griego.
And also Aramaic.
Y también en arameo.
In some parts of New Testament.
En algunas partes del Antiguo Testamento.
Now, this same scripture was written in three different continents.
Ese mismo evangelio se escribía en tres diferentes continentes.
Written in Africa.
Se escribió en África.
In Egypt.
En Egipto.
Written in Asia.
En Asia.
And also Europe.
En Europa.
So you can see the diversity of the authors that God used. There are cultural and geographical and language differences, yet they all came out with this book that we know as the scriptures today, and they all agree and talk about Jesus from Genesis to Revelation.
Yeah, podemos ver que los diferentes escritores de la Biblia eran de diferentes partes geográficas de la el país, y podemos ver que de acuerdo a ello, la Biblia también se escribe en diferentes versiones.
This word of God is error-proof. Inerrant. It's called The inerrancy of the word of God is error proof.
So la palabra de Dios es como contrabala.
Praise God. If you don't understand it, if scripture tend to bring confusion or contradiction, it is because you don't understand it.
So algunos pasajes traen un poco de confusión, pero es porque quizá no lo entiendes.
Think God used people and they were filled by the Holy Ghost to write this word. You too need to be filled by the Holy Spirit to understand the word.
So cuando la gente, los personas que Dios usaba para escribir la Biblia estaban llenos del Espíritu Santo, también el Espíritu Santo tiene que llenarte para tú entender la Biblia.
Okay, let's talk more about what the Word of God does for us.
Vamos a hablar más acerca de lo que el Evangelio hace en nosotros.
This Word of God brings about spiritual regeneration.
Es la palabra de Dios trae espiritual regeneración.
This Word of God cleanses us. The Word of God cleanses like water.
La palabra de Dios nos limpia.
The cleansing takes place when you hear the Word of God and obey the Word of God.
La palabra de Dios nos limpia cuando lo obedecemos y la escuchamos.
John chapter 15, verse 3, for example.
Capítulo de la Biblia en el verso Juan.
Jesus said, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
No, la palabra de Dios dice que ahora somos limpios por la palabra que hemos escuchado.
Also in Ephesians chapter 5, 26 to 27.
En el libro de Efesios.
This is what it says.
Eso es lo que dice.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. He's talking about the church of God. How the Lord is preparing the bride and is cleansing it, purifying it with the word of God.
So, la palabra de Dios nos habla acerca de su iglesia, como la purifica y la limpia.
That he might present it to himself.
Para que sea presentado a
a glorious church.
Una iglesia gloriosa.
Not having spot or wrinkle.
No tenga ni un tipo de mancha.
Or any such thing. But that it should be holy and without blemish.
Pero que sea limpia.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The word of God in conjunction with the Holy Spirit convinces the world of sin.
La palabra de Dios nos convence de pecado.
And that's why when you preach the word of God, people receive Christ. Like Romans 1:16 says, Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
So Pedro dice que no me avergüenzo del evangelio.
For it is the power of God.
Porque es el poder de Dios.
Unto salvation to them that believe.
Para salvación para los que creen.
Are you hearing me today? You have not received salvation.
¿Me escuchan hoy los que no han podido recibir salvación todavía?
Allow the word of God to have bearing in your heart. Believe it.
Deja, abre una puerta para que Dios pueda entrar en tu corazón hoy.
And you will be cleansed if you believe and obey the word of God.
Y te limpiará si obedeces, si escuchas la palabra de Dios.
The word of God is like a mirror.
La palabra de Dios es como un espejo.
And when you look at it carefully, it exposes our shortcomings spiritually. As in James chapter 1, 23 to 24.
Como en el libro de James.
The word of God helps us to judge prophecies and revelations.
La palabra de nos ayuda a entender profecías.
Because today we have a lot of prophets and apostles. They prophesy unto you. God said. They are not just to accept them because they have said God said. You know the source of those revelations? There are three main sources of revelation and prophecy. The word of God itself. Then, your own self, your self-will, the mind, your own mind. And then, thirdly, Satan. 1, 2, 3. So that is why, through the word of God, we're able to judge prophecies. When you receive the word of God from people, don't just swallow everything. See if it corresponds to the word of God. Because any true prophecy must conform to this word of God.
Toda profecía tiene que alinearse con lo que dice la Biblia.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now we want to talk about meditation.
Ahora queremos hablar acerca de meditación.
Meditation provides insight into God's plan, His Word.
Meditación provee una ayuda para los de la palabra de Dios.
Meditation helps us to understand the Word of God.
La meditación nos ayuda a entender la voluntad de Dios.
So it's very important. It's not enough to hear the Word of God.
So no es solamente escuchar la palabra de Dios.
When you hear the Word of God, you meditate upon it, study it, seek understanding.
So cuando escuchas la palabra de Dios, la meditas y buscas entendimiento.
And when you understand it, you believe it and act upon it.
Cuando la meditas, escuchas y empiezas a poner fe en ella.
One of the importance of meditation is that it helps you to retain the word of God that you have heard.
Una de las importancias de meditar es te ayuda a entender la palabra de Dios.
In Matthew chapter 13, verse 19.
En Mateo capítulo.
Jesus tells us of the parable of the sower.
Dios nos habla acerca de la parábola.
That some people, they heard the word of God, but because they did not understand, because they did not meditate upon it, you see, the word of God was quickly taken away by the birds of the earth.
So, nos habla acerca de alguna gente que escucharon la palabra de Dios y no meditaron en ella.
So, if the word of God is received on fertile ground, it produces fruit in your life.
So, si la palabra de Dios es recibida en una parte fructífera, producirá frutos en ella.
This meditation takes place in the mind.
Esa meditación tiene lugar en la mente.
There were some Christians in the early church. When they heard the word of God from apostles, they went and meditated upon the word of God.
Hay algunos apóstoles que cuando escucharon la palabra en la antigüedad, meditaron en ella.
I want to say there are two main types of meditation.
Queremos decir que hay dos tipos de meditación.
There is the positive one and there is the negative one.
Hay una meditación positiva y una meditación negativa.
Joshua 1 verse 9 tells us about the positive one.
El libro de Josué nos dice acerca de la meditación positiva.
It says, "Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest."
Amen.
In Psalm 1, 1 to 3 also. Psalm 1, 1 to 3. This is what it says. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, the word of God, does he meditate day and night." Amen?
Amen.
Now, all this is positive because by it we are able to understand the word of God. We ponder on the word of God. We seek to understand it. And Holy Spirit is there to help us.
Todo lo que hemos leído es una parte de la parte positiva de la meditación. Porque es la parte que el Espíritu Santo nos ayuda para entender.
There is another kind of meditation they call it TM. Transcendental Meditation.
Hay otro tipo de meditación que llaman trascendiente meditación.
O contemplative praying. Contemplative praying.
O contemplando parte contemplativa.
This one is rooted in mysticism. It's an Eastern religious practice. It's practiced among people of Eastern mystic religion.
So, se practica en otra parte de otra.
That's not what we're talking about at all.
No estamos hablando de ese tipo de meditación.
Simply put, what we're talking about is Christian meditation or biblical meditation.
Lo que estamos hablando es de la meditación cristiana.
And it involves focused contemplation on the Word of God.
Y requiere mucha poner tu mirada en la palabra de Dios.
Allowing God's truth to shape our thoughts and actions, and ultimately drawing us closer to God.
Dejar a Dios que tome lugar en tu vida y que haga cambios en tu vida.
Meditation on the Word of God is like ruminating.
Meditando la palabra de Dios es como hacer, a coger nueva fuerza.
There are some animals, we call them herbivores, because they eat herbs. For example, cattle, sheep, you know, deer, giraffe, etc. These ones, they eat leaves.
Esos animales que hemos mencionado comen hierba.
Once they grasp the leaves, they take them to their first stomach, called rumen.
Es cuando comen y esa primera comida que ponen, lo ponen en su parte primera, de la parte primera de su estómago, que llamamos.
They store it there for quite some time.
Lo tienen ahí en su estómago por un tiempo.
Then in a relaxed mood later on.
Y más tarde.
They will begin to masticate, begin to chew this thing called, they regurgitate it from their first stomach and begin to regurgitate and chew it properly.
Más tarde lo empezarán a quitar de ese primer estómago y lo empezarán a masticar y lo quitarán para comerlo.
In that process, they get it properly digested.
En esa parte lo digerirán.
And then to be ready for assimilation.
Y de ahí lo estarán listo para.
So, like I told you, there were in Acts chapter 9, 17, verse 11, there were the Berean Christians.
So, como hemos hablado en el libro de los Hechos, había una parte de los cristianos.
When they heard the word of God,
que escucharon la palabra de Dios,
they focused on the truth.
Se enfocaron en la verdad.
They asked questions.
Hicieron preguntas.
They asked for the meaning.
Preguntaron el
they memorized.
Memorizaron.
And prayed for grace.
Y oraron para gracia.
To apply the word of God.
Para aplicar la palabra de Dios.
To their lives.
En sus vidas.
And they were commended.
Estaban cometidos.
That's exactly what we need to do today.
Eso es lo que tenemos que hacer hoy.
When we hear the word of God.
Cuando escuchamos la palabra de Dios,
we ponder over it. We meditate over it again and again.
So meditamos en ella cada día.
And the purpose is to understand it and apply it to our lives.
El propósito es para entenderla y aplicarla en nuestras vidas.
Meditation has a lot of benefits.
La meditación tiene muchos beneficios.
Meditation on the Word of God allows truth to permeate our thinking.
La meditación tiene
and guides us in our daily living.
Y nos da dirección en nuestra vida diaria.
Meditation upon the Word of God helps us to understand God's Word and His will.
La meditación nos ayuda a entender la voz de Dios y su voluntad.
It leads us to a closer relationship with God.
Y nos lleva a una relación cercana con Dios.
It leads to spiritual growth.
Y nos lleva a un crecimiento espiritual.
It leads to spiritual discipline.
Y nos da disciplina espiritual.
And transformation.
Y transformación.
For example, Romans 12, 1 to 2.
Por ejemplo, Romanos capítulo 12.
Romans 12, 1 to 2, this is what it says. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not transformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
So our mind For our mind to be renewed, we need to know the word of God.
So para que nuestra mente sea renovada, tenemos que saber la palabra de Dios.
I know these days people don't like to have hard copies of the Bible, which is a very wrong idea.
So sé que esos días no nos gusta llevar la Biblia.
You need the hard copy.
So sé que necesita la copia.
No doubt about that.
Sé que está en tu teléfono.
I mark my Bibles. I highlight passages that appeal to me.
Uso mi Biblia y pongo marca en mi Biblia para saber.
You are not able to do that effectively through the Bible on the phone.
No puedes hacer eso eficientemente en tu teléfono.
And it's also a good practice when you are reading the Word of God or hearing the Word of God or listening to the Word of God to take down notes.
So es una buena práctica para tener tu Biblia para poner, hacer marca y poder meditar ahí.
The purpose of the notes is to remind you later what you have put down.
El propósito de tomar notas es que te ayuda a recordar lo que has estado escuchando.
Some people say, oh, they have very sharp memory. Their brain can catch anything. Well, you see.
Algunos dicen que tienen una memoria muy fugaz, muy buena, que puede recordar cualquier cosa.
It's been proven that the faintest ink is sharper than the best brain. The faintest ink when you write it.
La mente de lo que has escrito es más eficiente de lo que has.
When you write down notes, later on when you want to meditate, you have something to think about, to ponder upon.
Cuando tienes esas notas, te ayuda a poder tener algo para meditar cuando ya lo has escrito.
And you will not forget because you wrote them down.
Y no olvidarás porque ya lo has escrito.
No matter how faint the ink was, you wrote it down and you remember.
No importa cómo se borre esa escritura, ya lo recordarás.
But if you don't write down like that, say, oh, I just depend on my memory, you are likely to forget a lot of details.
Pero si no lo escribes, será posible que olvides algunos detalles.
See, let's be sincere. Even in your academics, many of us study. Whether as students or as workers, you still go to further education, you study and you take down notes. You have notes.
Tenemos que ser sinceros. También en nuestra vida educativa, cogemos notas. So, tenemos que ser eficientes.
The same principle. You write down notes so that later on when you are revising for your exams, you have something to remember, something to ponder about, and, you know, possibly commit some to memory.
So, en nuestra vida educativa, tenemos tiempos que cogemos nota para cuando repasamos, tener que lo que podemos repasar.
So it's so very important that we meditate upon the word of God.
So es importante recordar que tenemos que meditar la palabra de Dios.
James 4 verse 8 says, draw near to God and God will draw near to you. It's one of the ways of drawing close to God by meditating upon the word of God.
Es una de las maneras para llegar cerca de Dios.
So it takes time for you to meditate upon the word of God. Yes. This time, and in so doing, you are fellowshiping with God.
Porque coge tiempo para llegar cerca de Dios.
We must have receptive, teachable heart to benefit maximally from biblical meditation.
Tenemos que tener una mente receptible para ayudar a recibir la palabra de Dios.
Psalm 143 verse 5 says this. 143 verse 5. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. This is King David. The ultimate purpose of reflecting on the word of God is to gain renewed sense of hope and a boost to our faith.
Yeah. La ayuda para meditar a Dios es
conclusion. Praise the Lord.
En conclusión.
By reminding us of God's word track record.
Para recordarnos de la
One can feel more confident.
Algunos pueden sentirse más confortables.
That God will not abandon us.
De que Dios no nos abandonará.
He will not fail us.
Que no nos fallará.
When challenges come to us.
Cuando las cosas sean difíciles.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, we have talked about meditation and the Word of God today. And the importance of the Word of God. It's not just something that you have as a possession. I have the Word of God. It needs to be read and studied.
So, hoy hablamos de la meditación de la palabra de Dios, que no tienes que solamente decir que lo tengo, pero tienes que meditar en ella.
And all the benefits that accrue from meditation will come to you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Y todos los beneficios de la meditación te vendrán para ti.
We have been talking about the Word of God, the Word of God. Now, if there's anyone you are not sure of your salvation, say where you will spend eternity.
Hemos estado hablando del beneficio de la palabra de Dios, pero si no tienes claro que tienes, vas a ir en la vida eterna.
We need to address that because that one is most important.
Tenemos que tomar tiempo para hablar de ello porque eso es muy importante.
It's possible to be attending church, religious service for a long time. If you don't have personal relationship with Jesus, it's just religion.
Es probable que puedas estar viniendo a la iglesia, pero si no tienes relación con Cristo, es como que no tienes nada.
Therefore, if you are here and you are, or you're listening to me online, you're not sure that you have eternal life already, please bow down your head and ask Jesus to come into your heart.
Si es que me estás escuchando aquí o en online, si es que no tienes claro que tienes a Dios, vamos a bajar tu cabeza, vas a orar conmigo para recibirlo.
So we are going to give you time to pray because it's so very important. Nobody should come into a place like this and go out unsaved. You must hear the word of God that is able to transform your life and obey it, act upon it, and you be better for it.
So es importante que no solamente no salgas de aquí sin recibir a Dios. Es que cuando recibes la palabra que puedas actuar en ella.
The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
La Biblia dice que todos pecaron y fueron dejaron de la gloria de Dios.
In Romans 6, verse 23.
En el libro de Romanos, capítulo 6, versículo
23. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, separation from God.
La Biblia dice que el yugo del pecado es la muerte.
But the good news is that when you have Jesus Christ, you have eternal life.
Pero la buena noticia es que cuando tienes a Cristo, tienes vida eterna.
Jesus has paid the price for our salvation.
Cristo pagó el precio por nuestra salvación.
It's not that he's going to save us. He has already done that. It's for you to accept what he has already done.
So, para tú aceptar el trabajo que él ha hecho.
Therefore, say this prayer after me.
So,
whosoever has not known God or you are not sure of your salvation, please quietly say this prayer after me.
So, repite esta oración conmigo si no tienes claro todavía tu salvación.
Say, thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Cristo.
I am a sinner.
Soy un pecador.
I know you died for me.
Sé que moriste en la cruz por
mí. I know you were buried for me.
Sé que moriste por mí.
I know you rose again for me.
Sé que,
you are coming back again for me.
Sé que vienes de vuelta para mí.
I accept you.
Te acepto.
As my personal Lord.
Como mi Señor personal.
And Savior.
Y mi Salvador.
Thank you, Father.
Gracias, Dios.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Cristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible says Jesus Christ went about doing good. He was filled of the Holy Spirit. He went about doing good. Healing them that were sick and oppressed of the devil. The same Jesus we are preaching today, and his power remains the same.
La Biblia dice que Dios estaba haciendo buenas cosas y estaba sanando a los que estaban enfermos.
Is there anybody who is sick here you want to be prayed for physically here?
Hay alguien que está en la sala que necesita oración.
Please raise up your hand if there is.
Levanta tu mano si necesitas oración.
Okay, please come forward.
So,
we need anointing oil, but the anointing every yoke shall be destroyed today. In the name of Jesus. Just stay there.
So puede parar.
Anointing oil.
So necesitamos el aceite de unción.
By the anointing, Jesus praise the yoke. By the Holy Ghost and fire, just as the prophet spake. These are the days of the latter rain. God is moving with power again. By the anointing, he praised you. Hallelujah. By the anointing, Jesus praised you. By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophets speak. These are the days of the latter rain. God is moving with power again. By the anointing, he prays. Amen. God bless your hearts.